T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now that the Mueller report is out, in your mind, what's next?
Well, I think the Democrats are going to try very hard to get a hold of as much as they can of this report, and they will find small pieces within the report that they can make some political hay with. It'll be like sifting through the rubble of this whole destroyed Russian narrative. They'll find little things they can talk about, but it's not going to be enough for them to gain the political advantage or retain the political advantage that they've had. So I think little by little this will wind down, and the longer the Democrats hang on to this, the more they will suffer at the polls in 2020.
How much of the report do you think Barr will release? Really, with some of it, do you think it'll release all of it?
I would like him to release all of it, because there are things within this report that need to be, you know, cases that need to be made convincingly. For example, out of the 50-plus people that were indicted, more than half of them were Russians who never set foot in the United States and never had one bit of contact with the Trump campaign. And yet they pump up the numbers so much. So I think it's important to note that while, and show in the report that while Mueller indicted, 56 people, 25 plus were Russians who had nothing to do with the American campaign of Donald Trump. That in and of itself cuts the effectiveness and the numbers of this investigation in half. And if the American people understand that the Russians who were dragged into this had nothing at all to do with the Trump campaign, I think that's a good thing for the president. All of these small details should be revealed. And I think they have some problems because some of this is classified information, but they need to find out, redact it, and get it out as soon as possible.
And I know you testified as part of this. Now that the report is turned in, are your legal issues taken care of?
My criminal issues, or criminal exposure, has been taken care of. I've only been a witness in this bogus investigation, never more than a witness. But at any time, the special prosecutor can decide that, that any witness is now a subject or a target of the investigation. So as long as the investigation is in business, every single one of us 50-plus witnesses who came from among the Trump associates, we were all in peril. So that peril is gone. There will be no more criminal exposure, no more issues like that. But for me, I'm also looking at some, probably some invitations to testify before the House Democrats. I'm not likely to do that. I'll have to examine what kind of legal representation I want for that. And I suspect that I won't cooperate and that I'll take my Fifth Amendment protections because I've testified 3 times under oath, all times truthfully. Each time it cost me half my salary, and I'm not going to do this anymore.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.